At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins with Brad Bowman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, apprising us of the logistics of the now two-front war. What does Israel have? What does Israel need in the potential conflict with not only Hamas, but also Hezbollah, Syria, the IRGC, bad actors from the West Bank, and more? We then move to the question about peace. Oddly enough, it's Vladimir Putin speaking peace as he makes phone calls across the Middle East, including the Prime Minister of Israel, Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority, and leaders of Egypt, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and more. Also, a conversation with Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about the unit in Hamas that is holding the now said to be 199 hostages. It's called the Shadow Unit, and it's led by a man named Mohammed Deif. That's a nom de guerre. Also, the former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, Hassan Haqqani, was helpful to understand how Pakistan and the subcontinent and the Ummah are regarding the crisis atmosphere in the Middle East. And then Malcolm Honlein joins along with Thaddeus McCotter to comment on what we know so far about the hostages, about the possible release of hostages, about the evacuation from Gaza, and the conflict, not only in the Middle East, but spreading around the world, everybody having an opinion, voicing their opinions, including what now is important, Qatar, where $6 billion deposited by the United States is being held in anticipation that the Iranian regime will draw on it. The concern is that that money can be abused and that Iran, said to be linked in some fashion to the Hamas attack, should be denied that money and more money, money that it's making from selling oil to China, for example. And then Malcolm joins in a conversation about threats from the north. I'm thinking of Hezbollah in particular and what is to be done. Israel challenged on both borders, all borders, the west, the east, the south, the north. Then we turn to the question of how China regards the conflict in the Middle East, how India regards the conflict in the Middle East, and Gordon Chang joins me from Japan, how Japan is facing off against the People's Republic of China and its provocations against Taiwan. Two wars in Eurasia. I speak to Gregory Copley first about the advantage to the PRC of the second war in the Middle East, how it draws a leverage from this, and in meeting with President Biden potentially in November in San Francisco, there could be some serious trading by Xi Jinping. You give me this, I'll give you that. Also, Gregory has much to say about press allegations in Nigeria that there was wrongdoing by the now new President Bola Tinubu in his candidacy. And then later on tonight, Ecuador's election, a troubled country ripped by narco-terrorism, a new leader, very young, the son of a well-to-do financier. Is it a break in the leaning towards left-of-center candidates we've seen the last years? And the controversy about Venezuela, the U.S. moving to lift sanctions on its oil exports. At the same time, the dictator of Venezuela, Maduro, saying he's on his way to Moscow and he's closer ever to Moscow. Caracas is the gathering place of Hezbollah in South America. So there's paradox here. Arif Rafiq gives a report on Pakistan watching the crisis in the Middle East, along with everybody else, what is to be done. And then a happy conversation with my friend Francis Rose about artificial intelligence at the Department of Defense. It's not seen as a threat to take over the world. It's not seen as a monster that can get out of control. It's seen as a tool. And some very smart people are dealing with it at the government level, while the U.S. is committed overseas now, not only one, but two wars. I mentioned also tonight several times the potential of the president traveling to the Middle East. There's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.